The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we will listen to the speech of Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Tonight's lesson, brothers and sisters, is called Willing Surrender to God. Willing Surrender to Allah. If we can adopt this principle, the idea is, brothers and sisters, that not only will we end global suffering, because again, the Imam of the time is waiting for our hearts to change. Tonight's discussion, a lot of tonight's discussion is about the state of the heart. It does have a practical application, willing surrender to God. It's going to demonstrate itself in our actions. But part of it, brothers and sisters, is that surrender in the heart, that changing of the heart, getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one part of it has those global applications, the social political applications. The other part of it is us experiencing God's best. If this principle can be adopted, our marriages will flourish. Willing surrender to Allah. What's the effect that it has on a marriage? Instead of surviving a marriage, we'll thrive, we'll flourish. It won't be like that story I heard. And inshallah, these stories aren't true. Let's go over some of the verses of the Quran. I'd like to mention the verses and the name, the numbers of the verses so we can look at these ayat later. I'm hoping, brothers and sisters, that since these are pretty simple verses, later on we examine them and we examine the Arabic that's being used. These conditions that are being mentioned, when I'm talking about willing surrender to God, this is a condition of faith, brothers and sisters. And of course, I address myself first. So the first verse is Surah 33 and verse number 36. Let's pay attention to the Arabic. Allah says this in the Quran. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. Wa ma kana li mu'minin wa la mu'mina. It is not for a mu'min or a mu'mina. Not a mu'min or a mu'mina. Idha qadha Allah wa rasuluhu amra. When Allah and His Messenger, the Rasul, have decided something, أَن يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ, that they have any choice in the matter. The mu'min or mu'mina, God says, once God has made a decision, no choice in their own affairs. God spoken, done. Mu'min or mu'mina, the Arabic of it, brothers and sisters, is very important. Iman is what we're talking about. The wilaya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sitting in our hearts, readying ourselves for our imam, shortening the occultation. Next verse. Again, the Arabic of it is important. Surah 4, verse number 65. God says this in the Quran. Fala wa rabbika. Allah swears by Himself, by your Lord. La yu'minun, they do not believe. States of the heart. Let's listen to this, brothers and sisters. States of the heart. Hatta yuhakkimuka fima shajara baynahum. Until they make you, the prophet, be a judge in the disputes that they have amongst them. A mu'min or mu'mina or two of the mu'mineen, they have a dispute amongst them. They're not agreeing on something. Emotions are running high. Do I, as a believer, make Allah and His Messenger the judge? They make them the judge. So until then, la yu'minun. God swears by Himself, la yu'minun. Then after that, God says something else that's very important. Thumma la yajidu fi anfusihim harajan mimma qadait. After that, once God has spoken, Once the Rasul has made a decision, they don't find, even in their heart of hearts, a little difficulty. I'm not comfortable with the decision of Allah and the Rasul. But Allah continues, وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. After that, they submit, a thorough submitting. So what have we learned so far? Willing surrender. وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Ayat of Quran is a condition of iman. The wilaya of God, the wilaya of the Imam in my heart, is it real? Am I part of the one of the problems or part of the solution? What does God think? The Quran gives us three reasons in Surah Nur why a person wouldn't do this. The opposite of this is that I pick and choose with Islam. I have some parts of Islam that I like. My favorite parts of Islam, those are great. Sadaqallahu al-'aliyyul 'azhim. And then other parts of Islam, no, I'm not quite that comfortable with them. God, I'm going to give you the verses. Surah Nur, if you can, I'm going to only mention one of the verses. I'm going to mention why the three reasons why someone would pick and choose. Otherwise, the verse mentions that there are a group of people. When they are told to come to Allah, if they think it's on in their favor, Islam is on my side, they come rushing over, Ya Rasulullah, what does Islam say? But the same prophet, when he's going to say what Islam says, but it's not in my personal interest, then now the person turns away. God says that these people are not mu'mineen. Why do they doubt? Why would this happen? God mentions three reasons. So Surah 24 and verse number 50 is what I'm mentioning now. Those previous verses are the ones that talk about this group of people who are picking and choosing when Islam is not a buffet. We don't get to have our favorite parts of Islam. وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. We learned in the previous verse. Why would a person pick and choose? Why not have the heart submit thoroughly to Allah and His Messenger? God says the first reason. أَفِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضْ. Is it sickness in the heart? The heart's diseased. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken, and the person still in their heart of hearts is rebelling, not happy, uncomfortable. I don't like what Allah and the Messenger have said. In my heart of hearts, is there marav, sickness? Number two, أَمِرْتَابُ. Or maybe worse, maybe the person's doubted. Maybe they're not sure if this is all from Allah. Because otherwise it would seem pretty simple. Once I have intellectual conviction, once I know Islam means submission and obedience, then after that, what difference does it make what God says? Whatever He says, that's the way it should be. The Quran mentions an even more dangerous reason. This one's going to let us know that if somebody does pick and choose with Islam, that person is mean and a bully. If somebody picks and chooses, I know God said this, Allah spoke, and I'm still stubbornly. Ayat of Quran, it says, أَمْ يَخَافُونَ أَنْ يَحِيفَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَرَسُولُهُ. Or is the person afraid Allah will do wrong to them and the Messenger? If I obey Allah, I'll lose. Wrong. Good guys finish last. I've got to watch out. I've got to have my own back. If somebody's like that, I'm picking and choosing because I think if I obey Allah, Allah will do them. The Quran speaks, بَلْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. You better watch out for those people. They're ظالم. Mean and a bully. Sometimes somebody will practice certain parts of Islam, very strong on certain rituals, but the same God who said, do this, is saying, don't do that.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Azim Alim Halim Hakim Matin شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.